The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Thanks, Todd. Hey, folks, how would you like to talk about impeachment and politics? Neither would I, but if you have to do it, you want to do it with somebody who's entertaining and knows what she's talking about. Fortunately, we were able to locate one person along those lines. Her name is Jenna Ellis. She's a friend. She's also senior legal advisor to Trump 2020 and a fellow with the Falkirk Center at Liberty University. Jenna, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
You
today.
Also are the author of The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution. You and I have talked about this. We talked about it in the previous hour. The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution. That's a hard concept for people to grasp. I talk about it in my way, but you're a legal scholar. And so aren't you really saying, at least I think you're saying this, and we will talk about impeachment, but it's all related. Aren't you talking about the idea that there is a weird way in which the faith of the Bible is related to American style self-government? That doesn't mean this is a Christian nation, quote unquote, because we're not officially a Christian nation. We have religious liberty. And I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah, we're not a theocracy.
But nonetheless, there is this incredible, unavoidable link between the two, historically and philosophically.
Yes, and we can't understand our Constitution without understanding the moral premise that it is designed around. And so what my book does for anyone, and it's not written to lawyers, it's written so that you can understand what our Constitution is in context. And the fact that when our founder said that our rights come from God, our creator, and that truth is truth. It's discoverable, meaning we didn't design it. It's not my truth versus your truth. It's that truth is. It's discoverable. It exists outside of man. Then because truth exists, then that means that the Constitution then is designed to preserve and protect that truth in society and to make sure that you and I can, for example, sit here together and freely talk about these things and our government does not compel us otherwise or to compel us to stop. And okay. So that's the idea of religious freedom in society.
Okay, I want to talk about religious freedom and religious liberty because there is, and this is what we have to understand, there is a paradox at the heart of truth itself, right? When you're dealing with a God who is, you know, beyond our dimensions, truth, as we understand it, is always fundamentally paradoxical. In other words, you really cannot have freedom along the lines of what we have in America unless you have morality and faith. However, you cannot impose morality and faith to guarantee freedom. So there's this fundamental paradox
tension.
Or conundrum, you can say tension, because people immediately think, well, you want a theocracy. You're saying that at the heart of this is this Christian truth, whatever. And you're saying, well, look, even if that's true, which I believe it is, there is no way to compel morality. You can compel behavior, but you can't compel people.
Well,
to,
see, you know what, what's so funny, though, is everyone actually does, if you go down the line of what they believe and you push them to, as Francis Schaeffer discussed it, as the tension point of their worldview, every person actually does believe that morality needs to be enforced in society. It's just whose morality are we talking about? Because the common objection is Christians can't legislate morality in society. Well, all law is inherently moral. If we have any laws on the books that forbid or punish rape, murder, all of these things that we would agree are wrong. And the leftists even use that term. They use bad, wrong, immoral. Well, that means something. That means then that there are things that are moral and there are things that are immoral. Well, who decides what those things are? And if it's just our collective judgment, that's even then enforcing someone's truth on society.
Okay, so but where this becomes paradoxical is that I can compel someone not to steal. I can compel someone not to rape or murder. The government exists to say to people, if you do those things, you will be punished. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what the government can never compel is actual faith. In other words, you may be able to get me, you can at the force of a point of a gun, you can keep me out of a church or you can force me to go into the church. Mm-hmm. But the government can't force me to believe.
The government can't force me to. Actually, the Supreme Court has only held as the only absolute right is the right to believe. And so faith, though, if we look at that and the definition in the Bible, faith is belief in the promises of God plus acting on those beliefs. So if we look at, you know, Hebrews 11 and the Hall of Faith, it was always all of these wonderful examples of this cloud of witnesses that has gone before us that have believed, therefore acted.
Right.
And so when our founders, when they enshrined in our Constitution the fundamental protected right to free exercise of religion, it wasn't just the freedom of belief, but the freedom to act on that
and that
the government can't compel you otherwise. So if we look also at moral truth in society, the government exists to promote good and restrain evil, but good and evil has to have a measurable difference. And it's either our collective judgment that changes at whim, or it's that objective truth that we observe in society. And our founders intentionally made sure that we're protecting an objective source of moral truth.
In some ways it's complicated and in some ways it's dramatically simple, but I really think it's important for every American to understand this. One of the ways that I look at it, I remember Hillary Clinton a number of years ago, Chuck Colson called her out on this. She used the term freedom of worship. And Chuck Colson said, no, freedom of worship is not what the founders put in our system. They put freedom of religion. The difference is freedom of worship means, hey, you can go in that building and you do whatever you like, but when you come out, you have to bow to the authority, the secular authority of the state. That is freedom of worship. It is meaningless. It's weasel words. It's what they have in China. But in America, we have freedom of religion, which means that when I come out of that building, I am free to live out my faith in every sphere.
Yes, including in the government, including in the public square, including prayer in schools, by the way, which is what President Trump is actually encouraging and is making sure to protect, that that elementary school kids and high school kids and college kids understand that they have a right to pray publicly, right? Because that is our protected freedom. And so we, unfortunately, as Christians, have bought into this notion of separation of church and state, which doesn't exist anywhere in the Constitution, that was never an idea. All that Thomas Jefferson meant in his letter to the Danbury Church is that those are two very different spheres of authority. God has ordained within our universe three basic spheres of authority: the church government, the family government, and the civil government. All of those have very different powers that are vested, just like our three branches of government,
right?
Congress isn't the same as the executive or as the judicial. They have very different powers, but they all coexist and interact, right? And so separation of church and state does not mean that I, as a Christian, can't go into the government and can't be a part of the government, that if I'm a Christian, I can't go into the public square. That's not at all what that means. And we as Christians have to be precise and not buy into those common misnomers. Otherwise, we are actually advocating for a secular humanist worldview without even knowing it.
Well, see, that's the key, is that there's no such thing as what Richard Neuhouse called the naked public square. There's always going to be some kind of faith in the middle of our world. The question is, what is it? And the question is, can you compel it? And you can't compel it, but if you pretend that I can take faith out of government or out of the public sphere or out of the culture, you can't do that because it's simply going to be replaced, as what you're saying, with a secular faith. And that's basically what we have happening now, right? In other
Absolutely.
Words, if the founders said, you know, separation of church and state is to protect the church from the state forcing anything upon the people of faith. And so now we have that happening where the government, whether it's with regard to same-sex marriage or anything else, abortion, they are basically forcing let's call it an unbiblical view, a secular humanist view. They are now using the power of the government to force this on Americans. The founders said, no, no, no. Americans have to choose for themselves. We can't force them to adopt a biblical view. We can't force them to adopt a secular view. The government has to stay out of that. It can encourage things, but it cannot really force that. But now we have, irony of ironies, the enforcement of a secular view, which would effectively, to me, that is the establishment of a religion. It's
exactly.
just not being framed that way.
Exactly, because there's not a recognized church of atheism, right?
Oh, and we're going to a break. I'm so sorry. We'll be right back with Jenna Ellis.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad, I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out. Hey there, folks. That's the Bee Gees. I'm Eric, and I'm talking to Jenna Ellis. Jenna, you were just making an important point. Go.
Yeah, so there is not an established secular church of atheism, right? And so for all of these people in the leftist socialist movement, when they're trying to excise faith from the public square, they're actually imposing their own moral truth in replacement. Because we as human beings have, everyone has a faith. We all have an idea of who we are, where we came from, the answer to life's greatest questions. And what they want to do is to compel you and me to have to ascribe to their view of humanity. So you saw Beto O'Rourke do this when he said, you know, if you don't believe and you don't, your church does not agree with same-sex marriage, then we're going to take away your tax-exempt status. That's him forcing his morality on the church, right? That's what Jefferson described as a separation of church and state, meaning the government cannot compel the church what to believe. And the idea behind this and why the three spheres of government is so important is because our founders recognized, as Madison said in Federalist 51, that you have to give the government enough power to enforce some parameters, but then you have to obligate itself to not be so encumbered with its force that it oversteps, right? And of course, I'm paraphrasing. But what that means is that our government is obligated to protect our rights to the greatest extent possible so that we can choose for ourselves how to run our families, where to live, what occupation we want to pursue happiness, right? And then also, in the context of church, be able to freely engage each other with the answers to life's greatest questions and be able to engage and talk about God in the public sphere and not compel you or me to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, but be able to advance that and give our testimony and say, here is why I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Here is why I believe in the gospel of Christ. And here's why you should do that as well.
That's, it's fascinating to me that that's the rare gift that we have in a free society, and how we are losing it because people on the left have taken a hostile view toward faith, not just Christian faith, really. I mean, I remember when I was in college, you could feel it that if you had serious Christian faith or you were an Orthodox Jew, they would definitely kind of kick you to the curb. If you were an Episcopalian or didn't really believe in anything, they were like, well, we're fine with that. So it really is interesting to me that at the same time they've adopted a hostility, they are now doing what we've been talking about, is trying to enforce a secular religion. My question is, I think I'm the only person I've ever heard talk about this idea of enforcing a secular religion and how it's unconstitutional. I've kind of wondered why others haven't framed it that way, because to me, that is the basic issue.
And I think because we're not going deep enough, and this is why the Falkirk Center, by the way, is so important, because we want to go down to the fundamental root of the Christian worldview and explain, you have to understand what is the basic foundation and then build up. We like to talk about the top level issues, but unfortunately, right, like pro-choice, like religious freedom, like, you know, all of these things that we want to either advocate against, like pro-choice, we want to be pro-life versus, you know, religious freedom. freedom, all these things. But we are actually approaching them as Christians on a secular humanist playing field, because we're saying first you need to buy into what I believe, and then we can talk about these issues. And they're saying, you know, hey, just then you don't go out and have a same-sex marriage. You don't go out and have an abortion, but leave me alone.
Right.
And they're not seeing how our government is designed with certain fundamental protections for everyone, and with certain fundamental moral premises, that if we change that and we change our view of humanity and allow the secular left to say we are nothing more than animals and that we are no different, we are not human beings created in the image of God, that then fundamentally changes our moral premise and our enforcement of law and society.
Okay, now that gets to the core of the hypocrisy of that point of view. If you do not believe we're created in the image of God, why is slavery wrong? It's not wrong. It's not wrong. Why? People have done this since the beginning of time. The reason it's wrong is because Christians said, according to the Bible, we cannot do this to other human beings created in God's image. It is immoral. Why is racism wrong? Same thing.
Exactly.
So when you get to this point of talking about morality and people want to be able to do whatever they want, it's like they would say, well, you know, just keep your faith private. And if you don't like slavery, just don't buy a slave. You know, let me do what I want to do. And
that's consent culture. And that's really what, unfortunately, even the libertarian view, which is on the extreme right, they have the same fundamental ideology and don't even realize it that the extreme left does. Because the left wants big government and big power. They're saying, hey, I'm the god of my own kingdom. And as long as I consent and you can consent, government has to stay out. That negates the fact that there is objective moral truth, and that even where there is there may be consent, there are still things that are fundamental, morally wrong. And it's because the Christian worldview is the only worldview that approaches this objectively and says that because we are all human beings made in the image of God, therefore we all have the same inherent worth and dignity, whether we're male, female, no matter what our race is, no matter what our age is. I mean, all of these isms or ists, you know, racist, misogynist, all of that goes away if you understand that all human beings are made in God's image.
Exactly. Correct. Now, I got to tell you, we're talking about religious liberty. So let's talk about what this president did last week. I find it, you know, richly ironic that a thrice married, you know, a womanizer in his much of his life, that guy becomes president. And then some people would say cynically changes his point of view. I would say he has changed fundamentally. And by the way, on some level, it doesn't matter. But the point is, how is it that that guy from New York, where we are now, where nobody gets this stuff, he gets religious liberty. He gets the value of the unborn. He actually gets this stuff. Those of us who've been around him really do believe that at age 70 something, he's different than he was 20 years ago.
100%.
And he gets this stuff. And so he is now making moves like he did last week that are just stunningly important and wonderful. I mean, tell us what he did last week.
Isn't the grace of God amazing? And isn't it amazing who God can use? And for all of the Christians out there, by the way, like Christianity Today and all of these people who are saying, you know, you can't stand up for this president who has, you know, this history. Well, you and I have history. I'm not a perfect Christian. There are things that I've done in my past when I was going through crises of faith that I am not proud of. And thank God that I can repent and be forgiven and the blood of Jesus covers me, right? So for all of those people, that is actually disclaiming the heart of the gospel.
That's what I said. I wrote about this, and I'm shocked when people point to subjective, you know, errors in the past, and you think, wait a second, how is that not covered by grace? How do you judge somebody today? In other words, if Trump had, as a U.S. senator, done X and Y and Z, well, then that's fair game.
But, in terms of policy decisions,
right,
sure,
that's
absolutely.
Right. But I'm saying we're talking about subjective stuff. We're talking about morality. Christians in particular ought to get that you can't tag him with that today. It just doesn't work that way.
Right. And look at what, and by the way, all of those things were while he was a registered Democrat. So people can change, and thank God that we can embrace truth. And for this president, and I've gotten to know him personally in my position. I mean, I just talked to him last night, and, you know, and he is just one of the most wonderfully generous, kind, sincere people who genuinely loves America, loves God, and loves the moral premise that we're founded upon. And he understands, and getting back to what he did last week, he has people around him who are very sincerely understand why this American experiment is designed this way, and to preserve and protect religious freedom, to encourage people in their schools to understand you can stand up and exercise your faith, you can pray. I mean, that's something he is such an advocate for, understanding our rights. And I am so proud to serve this president who has done more for religious freedom and truly conserving the principles of freedom and liberty than any president since the founders.
I have to say, I mean, again, this is so richly ironic because I'm a New Yorker. I have said this many times. I used to despise Trump. And when he first ran for president, I still despised him for you know, many good reasons at the time. And then I began to see and listen, and I thought, wow, I can, first of all, I can still disagree with him on stuff, right? I'm not like a, you know, a cage fighting a proponent of cage fighting, or I wouldn't use certain language in speeches. I went at blah, 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 blah. We're different people. We disagree on stuff.
Well, we disagree with our pastors, but, our friends and family.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly. And so then I saw the biggest surprise of all. I said, oh, my gosh, this guy loves America. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, I don't know. You know, I wasn't really prepared for that. And I began to see it worked out in his policies and in his speeches. And I thought, he gets something fundamental mm-hmm. about America and about freedom and about the people in this country. And I thought, that is a big deal that this guy gets that. When we come back, Jenna, I have to ask you about specifics on the religious liberty thing that he did last week, because this is a big deal. It's not getting a lot of news. When we come back, Jenna Ellis is going to talk about religious liberty. Stick around.
My wits got keen, roam from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky tonks and bars and kill that man.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. Senate has begun hearing opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial. Democratic House managers have begun making their case that President Trump abused his presidential power and should be removed from office. Earlier in the day, the president dismissed the proceedings, which are now in recess. The four senators seeking the White House have been pulled off the presidential campaign trail and into the Senate as jurors in the president's impeachment trial. They can't ask questions or talk to their colleagues or use their cell phones on the floor. Boeing's new CEO says that production of the 737 MAX will resume this spring, months before the company expects federal regulators to certify that the grounded plane can fly once again. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow ahead 6 points, and the NASDAQ is up 13. This is SRN News.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year starts at home. Breathe fresh new life into your home this year with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 28th and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey there, folks. That's Christy McVie. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Jenna Ellis. Jenna, you are the author of a book called The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution. It's not a long book, and it's for popular level reading.
Yes, it's not just written to lawyers. In fact, it's written so that every American can understand what our Constitution is in context and why we all need to advocate
right
to preserve and protect freedom.
Don't you wish we could compel Americans with the force of government to purchase copies of If You Can Keep It, my book, and The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution? And yet in our own books, we make the case
you
that
can't.
We can't do that.
Although Amazon does suggest that. I knew that I had reached like a good author status
yeah
when the suggested pairing was your book.
And
I thought,
right,
hey, I've actually
party.
I've reached it now.
Time
yeah
to party. Well, it's a funny thing. I wish I could give these books free to every American because what we're talking about
it's
is so,
so
fundamental, which is why I was saying I am thrilled that this president gets this issue of religious liberty. Last week, he did some important stuff. He did two things, and I want you to break it down for my audience. What is it that he did last week with regard to religious liberty?
Yes, so two things. He safeguarded and protected the fundamental right for school prayer and encouraged that and advanced that, but also safeguarded religious liberty for individuals and organizations. And that's so important as we've seen the past few years and, in fact, the past 60 years of activism in our courts and how they have consistently, the Supreme Court with that activist majority, has consistently eroded those protections for organizations. We have the right to freely associate, right? And that also includes to freely associate on the basis of religion. And so, for example, the Trinity Lutheran case that our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, by the way, wonderful organization, they were protecting that in the space of the Supreme Court to say that if you are a school, for example, that identifies as a Christian organization,
right,
that should not disqualify you from receiving a state or federal funding just because
right
you are a religious school versus
right
a non-religious or not disclosed and open school.
Right.
So their whole tagline was saying, you know, a kid who gets hurt at school, because it's all about using funding to just put some of the coding on playgrounds, and there was state assistance to do that, and the
you
state
mean
said,
like the rubberized coding,
like,
so
yeah
when you fall off the monkey bars, you don't
mm-hmm
die. Okay,
right.
So these schools wanted some government money to help them because all the schools are getting government money to code mm-hmm the playgrounds, and you're saying Christian schools were being denied that?
So Trinity Lutheran was being denied the rubber coating on their playground simply because they were Trinity Lutheran, right? And so their whole tagline was a scraped knee is a scraped knee. It shouldn't matter whether it is a child who goes to a Lutheran school versus a Catholic school versus a secular school versus whatever. And thankfully, they won that case. But this is, again, why President Trump has been so incredibly effective, because he's now up to almost 200
right
federal court appointments to Supreme Court justices that are constitutional originalists. Now, that doesn't mean that they're now saying, okay, Christians win all the time. No, they're saying our protections for everyone. We are conserving truth. We're conserving the fact that secular schools and religious schools, you get the same funding
right
regardless of your identification and association as a religious institution.
I just find it amazing, again, that President Trump gets this stuff. And this is why here's another reason why I and other evangelical Christians vote for this president. And, you know, let's just put the facts on the table, even if people don't agree or the way. But the point is that these are such important things. And let's face it, these are not important for Christians. These are important for
everyone.
American. And the whole idea that Christians are it's a transactional thing and we're getting something out of it. It's like that's like saying I'm getting something out of it because my country is getting something out of it. My country is benefiting.
Mm-hmm.
It might be, you know, evangelical Christians might be the canaries in the coal mine with regard to some of this stuff, but it affects everybody.
But yes, and again, this is why even in the context of the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, right? If you want the government to not compel Jack Phillips, every single person should want that, regardless of whether they agree with his particular conviction or not. You, as an American, should not want your government to say, I'm going to compel you to speak. So, for example, what if the government came to you or I as a media person and said, you have to, the government is obligating you to promote these ideas. You have to speak against your sincerely held religious beliefs. You have to advocate for slavery, for example. You have to go out and advocate for all these ideas you don't want to. Well, the government cannot compel you to do that. And every person should value the fact that we have free exercise of religion in this country as a constitutionally protected right.
Part of it, I remember Chuck Colson, he's the reason I understand any of this stuff. And I remember, you know, hearing about, for example, let's say abortion is legal. Okay, can you compel a nurse to assist in an abortion? The abortion is technically legal in that state, in this country, whatever it is. Can you compel a woman of sincere faith who says, this violates my faith, I cannot do this? Can the government say, shut up and help perform the abortion? Now, every American should say, Absolutely not.
And we never do that in any other context. Isn't it interesting that it's only when people are raising religious objections? And so we never compel that same nurse or surgeon, for example, to do elective procedures that they have objections to otherwise, that they just don't think is in the best health interest of the patient. We allow them. That's why they practice medicine, right? So me as an attorney, if I have an objection to a case or I don't want to take a case for whatever reason, the government doesn't compel me as a private attorney to take a case. But as soon as we raise objections based on our sincere religious beliefs, suddenly that's where the left wants to get involved and they want to compel us. And that's the problem, is that conservatives are genuinely protecting our fundamental right to disagree.
Oh, this is we have to go to a break.
Leftists do not want to protect that.
It's so important. Folks, we'll be right back. More on this. Hey, Albin, how much pain is too much pain?
I don't know.
Exactly. Neither do I. All I know is any pain is pain. As my old friend Richard Cunningham used to say, pain hurts. Yeah. He would. He would say that, right? And my attitude is, look, there is something called relief factor that works in so many cases. It's natural botanicals and stuff. I bug my family, take this stuff. It works. You can start with the $19.95 is the cost of the Quick Start Pack. Okay, it's a 3-week Quick Start Pack. You will know by the end of that time if it works for you. And I'm here to say 70% of the people who order the 3-week Quick Start Pack for $19.99 end up ordering more. So it's about $1 a day to find out if, you know, you can enjoy the things you used to enjoy. It's kind of amazing. So you got to go to ReliefFactor.com. It works, folks. The 3-week Quick Start Pack, $19.95. That's all it takes. ReliefFactor.com. Or you can call 800-500-8384. Honestly, check it out. It works.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
Hey there, folks. It is my goal to rock the boat. Thank you. Thank you. You've been a great audience. I'm talking to Jenna Ellis about politics, the president. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's my contention that the reason Trump will win dramatically in the 2020 election, that's this year, hard to believe, is because the left has abdicated any kind of centrist, moderate position with regard to the basics that affect every American. In other words, I think that it's not so much what Trump stands for as that the left has completely abdicated the center. They've driven at high speed off into the anti-American abyss. Socialist abyss.
Yes.
And so they've sort of left your average American with no real choice because you know Venezuela went to hell. You know, like the facts are out on a lot of this stuff.
Well, this is why actually the campaign started a coalition called Democrats for Trump, because we know that there are so many of these Democrats who have historically, I mean, they are maybe legacy Democrats or they've voted in the past with candidates that aren't these far left socialist anti-American. And so they've really been displaced. And so they're going to vote for Trump because they understand that in a closed universe election, you will have really in our system right now two candidates. And so one is going to win, one is not going to win. And so for those of us in 2016, like myself, who, you know, we weren't totally sure what President Trump was going to do. I mean, he didn't have a track record. We were hoping he would fulfill his promises. But we also knew that Hillary Clinton would fulfill hers. And we were absolutely scared of that. But going into 2020, with how much this president has done, with his track record and how much he is adored and loved, I mean, look at his rallies. I have been blessed to go with him on several rallies, and just that the energy and absolute love for him because he's protecting and preserving our fundamental freedoms and liberty. We're going into 2020 not only with so much motivation behind him, but also with the realization. And even the Democrats realize this, that either you have a candidate who is going to be anti-religious freedom, anti-liberty at all, into socialism, anti-capitalism, all of these
Anti-Second Amendment.
Anti-Second Amendment, all of these things that are just shredding the Constitution, or you have Donald Trump.
And again,
those are the two options.
I think what makes it funny, because I find this president easily the funniest political figure in my lifetime by far. Nobody's close. At the rallies and stuff, he says stuff that I die laughing. And because part of it is, again, I'm using this term, the rich irony. Here you have a lifelong Democrat Manhattanite who is the greatest champion of the Second Amendment and gun rights. And I'm thinking, this has to be driving people out of their minds with anger. That this guy now is the greatest proponent of gun rights. How does a Manhattan developer, you know, end up with that worldview. It is just fascinating to me.
But, you know, if you look throughout Scripture and you see the stories of these conversions, you know, and I'm not meaning to compare President Trump to any particular, you know, biblical figure, but if you look at
the stories— Are you saying he's
stories,
not a Cyrus for our day? You know, is that what you're saying? Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
But, you know, because I think we can overemphasize that a little bit, yeah, but or over-exaggerate. But if you look at the stories that we see in Scripture, because, you know, so little of the Bible is actually the gospel. That's very, very simple.
Right.
You look at, we believe in Jesus Christ as Lord for the remission of our sins, and we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us. Well, the rest of the Bible are really the testimonies of how to live out our faith and these wonderful stories of people who came from such really dramatic and terrible backgrounds. And then they believe in truth. They believe in God. They believe that Jesus is Lord. And their entire course of life changes. I mean, you look at Paul on the road to Damascus. I mean, he would have been a modern day Trump, right? Because he's the guy who's the Roman citizen who was the Pharisee of Pharisees. And, you know, the extreme leftists of his day would have loved him. And then all of a sudden, I mean, he's the strongest persecutor of Christians who believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
And he has this dramatic conversion, and then he is the most staunch advocate, and he's willing to go to prison for it. I mean, it's amazing. And so for President Trump, it's like he has had this amazing change, and he is now the strongest advocate. And he is, by the way, we all need to be praying for this man, and we need to be praying for his legal advocate team, for Jay Sekulow and Pat Cipollone and all of these wonderful people on his team.
Yeah.
Because this is not only a battle for religious liberty and faith and freedom and the very essence of America, but we understand from Scripture it's a spiritual battle as well.
I have said that. Actually, I was sitting here with Franklin Graham a few weeks ago, and we were talking about that, and, you know, people kind of went crazy because they put words in our mouth. They said that we said that opposition to Trump is demonic, we said anybody who is opposed to Trump is demonic. That's ridiculous. A lot of my dear friends don't agree with me.
Of course, they'll spin the headlines
politically, but well, it's lying when you put words in somebody's mouth and you repeat it over and over and over. But the fact is that it is a spiritual battle. And listen, not everyone needs to agree with that. But those of us who try to walk by faith and not by sight see that this is a battle for core principles. This is not surface stuff. This is deep stuff. Even if you only see it as a battle for the future of America as she has been versus wiping out America as she has been, it's really fundamental. This is not 1980 or 1960. It's absolutely fundamental stuff.
This touches and concerns every single person, because it doesn't matter if you are into politics, if you are into, you know, if you are in the medical profession, if you're in, you know, engineering, no matter if philosophy, whatever it is, if the government can suddenly compel you based on their beliefs, whoever's in power, versus protecting and preserving your sincerely held religious beliefs, that will have influence in every single profession, and it will touch and concern you and your family. So we have to, as Americans, engage our culture, and the Colson worldview, all of that is wonderful, but we also have to engage our government, and we have to make sure that we vote according to the best people who will protect and preserve liberty. And that's also why the Falkirk Center is so important, to start engaging students and engaging our young people to understand why, even if you're not, you know, super interested in politics, you're tuning out the impeachment hearing, you need to care because you're already bought in, because you care about something.
Millions of Americans, millions of overtly Christian evangelical Americans did not vote in the last two elections. Folks, you can complain all you want about who's the governor of California. If you live in California and you didn't vote, shame on you. This is very important. Jenna, I wish we had more time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Every time it's great, Eric.
It's fun.
Love to come back soon. Thanks.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. Senate has begun hearing opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is tracking the developments.
Democratic House managers have begun making their case that President Trump abused his presidential power and should be removed from office. Congressman Adam Schiff says there is no serious dispute about the facts.
Over the coming days, you will hear remarkably consistent evidence of President Trump's corrupt scheme and cover-up.
Earlier in the day, the president dismissed the impeachment proceedings.
They had no case. It's all a hoax. It's a con job.
Mr. Trump also said he wants top aides to testify, but suggested that national security concerns will keep that from happening. Democrats have 24 hours over the next 3 days to lay out their case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 9 points, the NASDAQ ahead 20. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey there, folks. Now that, of course, is Paul McCartney and Wings, but I got to say, I saw the funniest thing ever on Twitter. Ringo Starr is on Twitter.
Okay.
And he filled out, you know, sometimes they have these idiotic, I don't know, like surveys.
Yeah.
And it's like, which Beatle are you?
Right.
And he filled it out, and he turned out to be John. And he said, this is BS, spelled out, because he thought, if ever I knew which Beatle I was, I am Ringo.
That's great.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay. Right. Which Beatle are you?
Yeah.
I still can't get over that. It's so funny. Okay. We've been talking to Jenna Ellis today. I want to say tomorrow, we're going to be talking to a top, like an A-level director, about an A-level movie. Can I even think of the title of the movie now?
It's called The Last Full Measure.
Okay, that's opening in theaters on Friday.
Friday.
Okay, that movie, it has the most unbelievable cast.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Plummer, Samuel Jackson, I can't think
Ed Harris. And
Ed Harris.
Yeah.
No, there's several others that I'm forgetting right now. But anyway, Ernie Borgnine, Tim Conway.
Right.
No, that's McHale's Navy.
No,
but it's an unbelievable cast.
Larry Storch.
We're talking to him. Frank Dacova as a Chief Wild Eagle.
That's right.
Anyway, tomorrow we're talking to him. We're talking to him. We're also talking to Stephen Strang.
Yes.
About Trump and the 2020 election. And, of course, tomorrow, the reason you're tuning in, John Smirek.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, okay. And Friday we're doing Socrates in the City must be like 5 years ago now. Could it be even 6 years? I don't remember. But I interviewed Stephen Meyer. He's one of the architects of the intelligent design movement. One of the most brilliant scientists in the world, as far as I'm concerned. He's just like doing groundbreaking work. And we're going to air that on Friday.
I love how that whole interview opens. He looks at you and says, who are you?
Yeah, exactly. And I got to tell you, Socrates in the City stuff, people are they're hungry for this. And so most people, if you've gotten to know me just in the last couple of years, you may not even know about Socrates in the City. You can go to SocratesInTheCity.com to watch those interviews. But we're going to be airing this one on the program so you can get a taste. One of the better ones I've ever done. Before we go, we're still doing until the end of the month CSI.
That's right.
Christian Solidarity International. If you want to free slaves in southern Sudan, we've talked about this on the program. This is not a joke. It's not a metaphor. Radical Islam or fundamentalist Islam believes slavery is a fine thing. Okay. Now, Christians in the West abolished the slave trade. It was always the Bible-thumping Christians that said the Bible says blah, 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 blah. Therefore, slavery and the slave trade is wrong. Well, if you're a fundamentalist Muslim, you're going to have a different view. Therefore, in Africa today, blacks are enslaving blacks. It's just fundamentalist Muslim blacks enslaving Christian blacks. It goes on and on and on and on. The only good news is you can do something about it. You can rejoice that God has given you the opportunity through CSI to do something about this. CSI has boots on the ground. They've got effectively, in this day and age, an underground railroad operation where they're able to get people out. It's complicated, but they know how to do it. What they don't have is money. And so $250 enables them to free a slave. So we're saying if you can give that, please give that. If you can't give that, give something. Everybody can give something. Your coffee money for the month, whatever it is, get your kids involved. This is a glorious opportunity. I really think it's just such a beautiful opportunity. So I want to say, please give as you are able. You go to our website, metaxastalk.com, and you'll see the banner there. And I'll give the phone number as we go out, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522.